Josephine Bartley is kindly with us. Josephine's on the Auckland Council, and we're talking today about a call that she has made for our leaders to communicate better to our communities about the ongoing effects of COVID-19. We spoke last week with virologist Dr. Natalie Netzler, who's just been awarded the Cranwell Medal for her work on communication to Māori communities in a way that was easy to understand during COVID-19. She says the best response is building trust through trusted leaders in communities. Josephine Bartley is the Maunga Kiakia Tāmaki Ward Councillor for Auckland, and she's kindly with us today. Josephine, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnā.
Morena.
Tēnā koe, Josephine. It's good to talk with you. Talofa lava. Josephine is from Tapao, and her mum's from Singamoa. So that's in Hamoa, and it's lovely to have you on the program. We haven't spoken before and probably should have years ago. Thanks, Josephine, for joining us today. Tēnā koe. Natalie was saying we need to invest in infrastructure and leaders right now to prepare for the next wave. Do you think this sort of action is taking place? What's your thinking about a lack of perhaps leadership on the ongoing issues associated with COVID, Josephine?
Oh, I absolutely agree with Dr. Natalie. She's one of our Pacifica members. We have a Pacifica women's group, and we're very proud of her. But yes, I agree with what she's saying. I mean, we have the leadership already there in our communities, our Māori and Pacifica communities. We saw that when we first experienced COVID and then did our vaccination rollouts. But there's definitely been some sort of a gap or a complacency from our leadership, probably countrywise, I think, central government-wise, because it's like everybody's now left to their own devices with COVID.
I spoke also with epidemiologist Michael Baker last week, and he was advocating for the establishment of a national centre for disease control in anticipation of, if it's not COVID, some other sort of challenging pandemic. Your initial thoughts on that, and he did think that it warranted a Māori and Pacifica input into its establishment and staffing, which was reassuring. But what would you make of such a move? It seems as though an issue like COVID, it's not a matter of if, it's more a matter of when. Josephine, your thoughts there?
Yeah, I agree. You know, it seems like it seemed to me, with our past experience of when we got hit with COVID the first time, that we were unprepared. It really did. It seemed like everybody started scrambling, and then we started having these, responses which didn't really include community input from the beginning. And then finally, once they got our Māori and Pacifica involved, then we saw the vaccination rates go up for, you know, getting our people vaccinated. So I agree with what Dr. Baker is saying. We need to plan, because from what he's saying, this isn't going to be the first that we have of these kind of infectious diseases.
Thank you. And while we're talking, Josephine, this congestion charge, which is being bandied around at the moment, while we understand the impact that the gridlocks are having economically, there's no denying it. I mean, the productivity must be taking a whack every time you see trucks standing still, and people, of course. But the congestion charge, as has been suggested, would have implications for people from our Māori and Pacifica communities, wouldn't it? And I think you might have touched on it last week too, that while some people might be able to adjust their jobs so that their times of starting and finishing work sit outside the peak hours, that's not possible for many of our people from the south or from the west. Do you think this one has been thought through enough, and Māori and Pacifica concerns factored into what we're hearing, Josephine?
No, I don't think it has. I think that what we're hearing from Auckland Transport and from our council officers is that this is what is going to form the next part of the work that they're doing and bringing back to council. But I just don't understand why it's not considered first before we start going deeper into an idea. You know, like even, but even when it was first raised, and I remember we had a meeting with James Shaw. He was the Minister of Climate Change at the time. And even then, you know, they couldn't say how the effects on our low-income communities were going to be addressed. They hadn't done that work. The government at the time hadn't done that work. And now, you know, the idea seems to be progressing even more, and still that work hasn't been done. But it doesn't take a scientist to figure out that those that are on low incomes are going to be hit worse by this kind of charge. But it seems like there's some desperation and urgency, given the government is saying, or the new government, once it's in, is saying that it's going to get rid of the regional fuel tax. So then we're going to need money coming from somewhere in order to fund these transport projects that the city needs. So it's, yeah, it's a big concern. Because I have family in Sydney, and I see how that works with tolls, with their congestion charging. And people got no choice. They pay it because they've got to get to where they need to get to by car. So there's no, you know, they've got no other choice. And here in Auckland, we don't have the best public transport system for a lot of our areas. So, yeah.
It's an important kaupapa as well. Were you disappointed at the outcome of the vote for Māori wards, even though I'm sure it's going to be revisited? But I know many of our listeners were, Josephine. What was your reaction there?
Oh, it was really... I was disappointed, but I just think people, you know, some people sitting around that table are taking our city back to the 1950s. It's just, yeah, it's really, really, it's disheartening to be sitting around that table in this time, and something as important as Māori wards not going through. That's just, I'm embarrassed for our city that happened. Yeah.
Tēnā koe, it's been nice to have you join us on the program, Tuahine. Thanks very much, Josephine. Let's talk again soon. All the best with the mahi going forward, though.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Josephine Bartley.